a lot of people struggle with getting older. Personally, I kind of get it. I mean, there are things that change when you get older. Your body's different. Your face is different. Life is different. I get it. I'm not getting any younger, my friend. I get it. However, personally, I kind of like getting older. I kind of got over a lot of the dark, angsty stuff I dealt with as a teenager, which admittedly was partially due to maybe different traumas I suffered. But as I watched my own daughter grow up, she's 11 now, I see that teenage angst is maybe a thing that a lot of kids go through. I got over a lot of the worrying about what other people thought and creating my life based on what other people wanted for me. Now, it did take me a good 35 years to get there, but I got there eventually. And the older I get, the more secure in myself I become, which seems almost backward considering what our society would have us do or believe about ourselves as we do get older. I think what it comes down to is when it comes to typical stages that most of us go through, getting older kind of smooths out a lot of those rough spots that we kind of work through as teenagers and young adults. But narcissists are a whole other ball of wax. A new study suggests that most narcissists grow out of their narcissism by the time they're in their 40s. So that's what we're going to talk about today at queenbeing.com. Do narcissists really outgrow their toxic behavior? Well, let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and this is Toxic Relationship Rehab, where I help you discover, understand, and overcome toxic relationships in your life. So if you want to take back your life, embrace your power, and become the best possible version of yourself, hit that subscribe button, stick with me, and let's get going. So a University of Illinois study that was just published last month in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology seems to indicate that narcissists may outgrow their behavior by the time they're in their 40s. Now, I have some questions about the study, but what it comes down to is that they figured out that many narcissists do grow out of that behavior.
Let's dig into some of the details of the study. First of all, it was analyzing two surveys of Generation X members that were done 23 years apart. And I found this interesting because I am actually a Generation X member myself. Anyway, the surveys showed that narcissism and its various components, and in this case, they were looking specifically at vanity, entitlement, and leadership, would decline with age.
Now, I think that one thing that that study could have been missing is the fact that there are different types of narcissism. There is such a thing as healthy narcissism, where you're just feeling self-confident and you like yourself a lot. But when we get to the part of the spectrum where we're talking about people who are toxic, we're talking about people who don't have any empathy for the people in their lives. We're talking about people who are so self-focused that they don't care how other people feel and they live from that perspective. They work from that perspective. Everything is about them. This is very different than someone who likes to take a lot of selfies.
So here's what happened. In 1992, researchers looked at 486 students from the University of California at Berkeley. And when they did their follow-up 23 years later, they caught up with 237 of those students.
The study was done on college students, most of which, by the time they were 41 years old, were kind of past some of those narcissistic qualities that they may have carried around in college.
Now, to be fair, this group was considered to be an elite group. 64% of them actually ended up with a higher level degree and would ultimately earn twice the national average income. But even so, the authors of the study say that the patterns in the data were strong enough that they probably did apply to Generation X overall. Now, what's interesting is the study that I'm talking about here was compared with and determined to be consistent with research that had been done in the past. One of the study's authors, Emily Grijalva, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, I apologize if it's wrong, said that past work had supported the argument that people tended to mature over time by showing that they generally become more conscientious, more agreeable, and more emotionally stable, while also becoming less anxious and depressed from young adulthood to middle age.
And that's the kind of stuff that I can relate to from the perspective of a non-narcissist or a non-toxic narcissist. And what I mean by that is, you know, I probably had certain ideas or behaviors that may have been considered narcissistic up to a point as a child, as most people do. But as I grew up and got more aware and mature, those things passed, but they were not based on my not having empathy for other people. They were based on my worrying maybe that other people cared more about what I was doing than I really was doing, or that they were more worried about my appearance than they really were, or little things like that. I had a lot of growing up to do, but I was not actively hurting people and being a toxic narcissist without empathy. But see, in this study, they were looking at people who had a sense of entitlement, which we can relate to from the perspective of someone who's dealt with a toxic narcissist. We know they have that inflated sense of entitlement, but so do many teenagers, if you think about it.
In fact, this study author said that narcissism is actually the antithesis of maturity. I found that fascinating because I always say that narcissists of the toxic variety are emotional toddlers.
Have you ever noticed how toddlers and narcissists seem to have a few things in common?
And this kind of confirms that. She said that maturity is considered in social terms in regard to the study. So do they or don't they become a more pleasant and productive citizen in society?
They did note in the study that those who as teenagers or late teens showed the most vanity at around age 18 would end up having rockier relationships as they got older, more difficult situations, more likely to be divorced.
Of those who had been classified as vain in the first interview and who were also more likely to experience unstable relationships and have a higher likelihood of divorce and had fewer children, those people were also typically more physically healthy by the time they were 40. And one of the study authors said that this might be because someone who's vain is going to have a bigger concern with appearance, which of course could result in them prioritizing appearance-related activities, like going to the gym and eating healthier. Those people who had showed a large sense of entitlement earlier in life later experienced a lot of different events that were really damaging to them as individuals. And on the same level, those same people who had that strong sense of entitlement, by the time they got to their early 40s, they had a lower sense of life satisfaction and they were also heavier, having a higher body mass index.
But here's where the toxic narcissist comes into that study. There were 3% of the people that they interviewed and followed who actually remained self-focused, who appeared to lack empathy, and who also, in some cases, got more narcissistic than they were at 18.
The other study author, Unike Wetzel, again, I apologize if I mispronounced that, noted that some of the subjects remained just as narcissistic at age 41 as they had been at 18. Now, here's something interesting that also came out of the study. The study authors said they fully expected to see that since we know from other studies that assertiveness typically increases with age, they expected the leadership trait of narcissism to also increase with age. In fact, Brent Roberts, who is a psychology professor at the University of Illinois and who co-led the study, said, "I thought it was reasonable to hypothesize a similar increase in the leadership facet, but it turns out the data showed otherwise because both leadership and entitlement showed the largest decline of all the other attributes that they studied." And one thing that I thought was especially interesting too was that, you know, a lot of times we talk about millennials being the most entitled and narcissistic generation, but this study of Generation X people showed that that's really not the case. They're not really more narcissistic than we were, but what it comes down to, according to the study authors, is that older people have just forgotten how narcissistic they used to be when they were younger. I think that's really a possibility.
I think the bottom line is the study was done on the personality trait of narcissism, not narcissistic personality disorder. Those are two very different things. This study might offer you a little comfort if you're really worried about the fact that young people are so seemingly narcissistic in our society today, simply because maybe the young people in your life might grow out of their self-focus. But if we're talking about somebody who is a toxic narcissist or who appears to have narcissistic personality disorder, my guess is those people are in that 3% and won't grow out of it. Now, if you're interested in learning more about what happens as a narcissist gets older, take a look at this playlist right here where I talk about exactly what you can expect from narcissists who get older, what happens when they have a midlife crisis, and what you can do to deal with an aging narcissist. All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. The question of the day is, do you think narcissists can grow out of their toxic behavior? Or do you think the study was focused more on personality trait and less on toxic narcissism? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. One more thing. I just want to say thank you so much to all of my amazing channel members. Thank you so much. Your support, it means the world to me. And to everyone who watches my videos, likes my videos, subscribes to my channels, comments on my videos, shares my videos, thank you so much. You are helping me further spread my message that we don't have to live with narcissistic abuse and that we have the right to be healthy, happy, safe, and loved in our homes, even if it's only loved by ourselves. Stay strong, my friends. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. I'll see you soon.